really special. It's always special to have the Rainbow Stripes. You know, I worked really hard for this. I had a concussion last year, so it took me out, and I missed last year's World Championship. So we really took this year and prepared specifically for this race to be able to qualify for the Olympics next year. So it's just a really special moment.
And what's been your assessment of Harrogate and Yorkshire 2019? It must be sweet being the winner, but as an organisation and as a destination?
Yeah, it's really neat. You know, I've gotten lost a few times, but it's actually really cool. The hotel we're staying at, the Old Swan Hotel, is very neat. It's just it's a really neat place to be.
And do you get to enjoy this now?
Yeah, but we're going to still have that road race on Saturday. So, you know, enjoy it today and then get back to work tomorrow.
And was it the case today you just handled the delay and the conditions better than anyone else?
We had a delay in Pan Am Games earlier this year, and you know, also when I race on the track, there's always delays, and you know, have to be prepared for that. I just went with it and was able to pull it off.
Were you expecting to win by such a margin?
I really had no idea what to expect. You know, I knew I had great preparation from, you know, my coach Kristen Armstrong, and I just, you know, went in today and tried to give everything I had and was able to pull it off.
You're gonna go for the goal in the road race?
We'll have to see. You know, we have a really strong team, and Ina Teutenberg is our director, so we'll see what she has planned.
And finally, do you think you would like to race here in Europe maybe next year with a team?
You know, we'll have to see. I'm my goals are the Olympics for the track and for the time trial. You know, I'm really happy that I've qualified now for the time trial. So yeah, my goals stand, and I will do what's best for me and those goals.